Good morning. Yeah. Okay, let's turn to the Bible. Genesis 33, 24. Then Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until daybreak. When he saw that he has not prevailed against him, he touched the socket of his thigh. So the socket of Jacob's thigh was dislocated while he was wrestling with him. Then he said, "Let me go, for the dawn is breaking." But he said, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." So he said to him, "What is your name?" And he said, "Jacob." And he said, "Your name shall no longer be Jacob, but Israel, for you have striven with God and with men have prevailed." And then Jacob asked him and said, "Please tell me your name." But he said, "Why is it that you ask my name?" And he blessed him there. So Jacob named the place Peniel, for he said, "I have seen God face to face. Yes, my life has been preserved." Let's bow our head and pray. Holy Spirit, just ask you to pour out your spirit over us and really let your words speak to us directly. And let us, you know, to eat this daily bread that you have given us, Lord. Thank you, God. We pray all this in Jesus' name. This morning, the passage is under the heading, if you're in the Bible, under the heading of Jacob wrestle. And the background of the story, before we go into this wrestling story, basically what happened is that, you know, Jacob is one of the two sons of Isaac. And he has stolen, mischievously means to steal the blessing of his brother Esau. And he... because he tried to escape from the revenge from his elder brother, he escaped and stayed away from the place for 20 years, and now he's going back because God called him going back. And so because he know that what he'd done has been wrong, and so he was really afraid that his brother would take revenge on him. So this is on his journey going back, and for him to go back, he tried to minimize, you know, to please Esau so in such a way that, you know, that he won't take revenge over him. So he sent off, you know, his belonging and livestock ahead of him and into different batches, and then he sent off the young children and the wife, and then he stayed at the very end before he meet his brother. And this is the daybreak before he meet his brother, and he was very afraid. And here at the beginning of the story, it talk about a man wrestling him, and very... this is a very, very particular story, because when you look at it, first we don't know the identity of man, but towards the end, on the verse 30, we know that this man is not just a man, but really is God Himself. So, but very interestingly, that, you know, that obviously looking through the passage, Jacob know that this man is very special. Almost guessed that he is God, but he wasn't sure at the beginning. Or he know that, you know, this man obviously is so much stronger than him, but is able to be in position to bless him. Otherwise, they wouldn't be wrestling and Jacob not letting it go. And also very interestingly is that you see that, you know, God actually wrestled with Jacob, and you know, as we know, like, God is all powerful. And even, you know, when they wrestled the whole night, God could have, at any point of time, win this wrestle. But God yet limit himself to have, you know, this wrestling, this interaction with Jacob. And the fact that, you know, at the daybreak, that when God want to leave, he can simply touch the socket, and the whole socket of the thigh was dislocated. So obviously God have the power to win this wrestling, but yet at the same time God did not. You know, a lot of time, you know, when we talk about, you know, why, you know, God doesn't intervene, it's really go back to the very fundamental concept, you know, why God doesn't step in to intervene is the idea of the free will. God given us the free will to choose to do certain things in our life. He obviously in this story, at the going back to the history, we know that before Jacob was born, already been prophesied he's going to be the descendant line that will be coming through Jacob, and is not, even though he's a younger son. So already that God already have ordained or planned that he's going to be the great nations that coming down from Abraham. But yet at the same time, looking at how Jacob was striving to earn or to attain this process, obviously he tried very hard on his own. He lied, cheat, and steal. Basically, if you look at the, you know, how he come about having so much livestock, you know, lied to the father-in-law and all this in the past history, all the things that he does really doesn't really give him a very bright history to show him that he's worthy to be the part of the leading person in these nations of Israel, that the blessed nation that God have chosen. And here, you know, that the fact that he wouldn't let go, he wrestled, but a lot of time it seems to suggest that, you know, as a human, a lot of time that we could have turned to God, but yet we use our own strength to try to achieve the blessing that God already ordained for us, but we using our flesh to try to attain, and sometime it led to, in this case, it's his dislocation of his thigh. And but you know, there is a very interesting part is that, you know, yet at the same time God wrestled with him and he continued, and the turning point, not so much as in the turning point, is always the initiative of God, invitations of having the transformation happening. Why I say that is because that's very this part about changing the name. Obviously, the name in the Hebrew culture is a meaning and significant. A lot of time we talk about the character of the person or talk about the future of that person. And here, God, come before he's giving out his blessing, he asks, "What is your name?" Obviously, God knows his name is Jacob. But Jacob, the meaning of his name is lying, cheating. And he basically is go to Jacob and ask him to really look into who he is in reality. So basically, it's at this point of time, it's that point of realization that who you are. The one that who been driving, trying his best, trying his own way to win the best thing for his life. He through lying, cheating, and all this. And God wants from this point onward change his whole characters, transform him. But before he can do it, he have to come to that point of realization who he really is. So he was a liar, is a cheat, a cheating person. And when he come to realization of that, God then give him a new identity of Israel. Here it say in the Bible, in this particular passage, it say that because he has striven with man and with God, and therefore he was given this name. But if you look at the word Israel itself, it means God wrestle. It means that looking at this picture is initially it is Jacob. He is doing the wrestling with God. He is trying his best to get what he wanted. But although what he wanted actually is already destined for him, a lot of time that, and the word God wrestled at the very end of the passage indicated that when you let go, when you let God be on the driving seat rather than be you driving whatever directions and using your own means, and ultimately could lead to disaster or tragedy along the way, you could let God be the driver at the driving seat. And the word Israel, the meaning of that word, mean that God wrestled for you. instead of you wrestling so hard. And hear that, you know, what this particular passage, I want to draw two particular points this morning, very short passage, but I just want to share with you that, you know, that we need to know who we are. As we continue to know who we are, we know our limitation, we know our shortcoming, we know all our frailty and all this, then when we look again up onto the God, then we realize that how small we are, but yet at the same time, throughout this passage, you see that God is a very personal God. He walks with us, even though when we do not, you know, we walk in a way that is not in obedience of his way, or you know, we'd be totally off the track and doing something wrong. But yet at the same time, God is willing to continue, like, to wrestle with us and bring us to a point of realization of who we are. And until we come to a point that knowing who we are and knowing how limited we are and looking onto God and reconnected with God, and his promises come through. And so this morning I would like to, you know, spend a bit of time just to for us to reflect, you know, in our, you know, everyday work, or you know, your life, that things that we striving and we want to get for in our life, but we or even though sometimes, you know, you are already walking in a track that that's where you are called to, but yet at the same time, a lot of time that when we strive, we weren't really thinking about God, or we try to use our flesh instead of be guided by the Holy Spirit in making our everyday decisions. And this morning, if you are I just want to spend a bit of time, Pastor Nate can come in and then just lead us into some time, actually a wrestling time with God. Really lay it down and like, you know, look at, you know, what are you wrestling so hard for yourself today? And what is that you're wrestling with? Can God be part of it? Can you actually surrender? Can you surrender and obey, you know, what God have given you? And yeah, just let's spend some time. And first, you know, I just ask Holy Spirit just come in and just reveal to us, you know, particular things or issue that we're holding so tightly, or a particular way that we try to, you know, achieve in our life. There's a particular part in the book of Romans. It talks about men being so sinful and going on their own way. And, you know, one of the most scariest things is that, you know, God let them do whatever they want. And that always lead to a lot of destructions, lead to a lot of hurt and you know, damage to our own life. And it's really important that for us really just go before God and just maybe just like Jacob, not letting it go, because even though, you know, he strive for himself, God always appears in his life. And when the moment, divine moment are there, I just pray that, you know, we will seize God at that particular divine moment and not let him go.
Here I am waiting, abide in me, I pray. Here I am longing for you. to mine. May I know Jesus more and more. Come live in me all my life. Take over. Come breathe in me and I will rise on eagle's wing. Here I am. Here I am waiting. Abide in me. Here I am longing for you. Hide me in your love. Bring me to my May I know Jesus more and more. Come live in me all my life. Take over. Come breathe in. I will rise on eagle's wings. Come live in me all my life. Take over. Come breathe in me and I will rise. Come live in me all my life. Take over. Come breathe in me and I will rise on
I still would like us to spend some time really just keep connecting with God for just let God, you know, reveal to you in the past week or so, you know, the thing that you are striving that on your own rather than really tap into His strength. Just like this song is like, you know, hold it. Just be connected and be abide in Him as the branches are connected to the vine. Let Holy Spirit come and refresh us this morning to cut out all these, you know, ungodly part that is in our life. Let God trim us and groom us and renew us this morning. Now let's turn to today our pray for the communities. These are the people who are sick for a long time, and I'll just continue to press in prayer for their recovery. Also, let's continue to pray for those family members who are sick but do not know God yet. Pray for their salvation and healing. And also those who have suffered various infirmity. That's on point number five. Let's continue to lift them up and pray that, you know, they will experience less pain in the recovery. Also continue to pray for those brothers and sisters who are looking for work. Just pray that, you know, their hopes continue to prevail, and they will hold tight to God as they continue to look for employment. And also pray for provision in the meantime when they are seeking jobs. Let's turn to today's mission focus. Today is let's pray for Japan, Kenny and Thailand, Rachel and NK, Chris and those persecuted church that is in NK. Let's pray for the Japan mission trip that is in August 10 to 19. Pray for the preparation and of the people going, and also pray for the people that they're going to minister to. Also, the Indonesian team departed yesterday, so let's continue to cover them in prayer for protections. And also an amazing encounter with God for themselves and also for the people there too. Also, let's pray for the Noah's, the nursery, SP Youth and Men and Women Ministry. praying for more helpers to join this ministry as well. Let's continue to lift up house churches. Even though we are on a break, let's pray for the bonding among the house church members. Continue to stay strong, even during this time. Brothers and sisters, I just want to encourage you once again that each one of you are being called by God. And He have already, you know, have something great planned for you. And I really, this morning, I just lift up each one of you up to God and just ask God to guide you and lead you. And really teach us how to let God be on the driving seat. It's not as if we're not doing anything, but we are submitting to Him regardless that, you know, we could have done it. But we know that His way is higher than our way, and that also that He is the Lord of our life, that we are willing to submit to Him willingly because He loves us and He knows the best. And God, I just really ask that You continue to be with us this morning and the rest of the day, and continue to empower each one of us as we go about our daily chores and things. Thank you, God, for being so loving and so faithful. We love You, and we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.